the late winter and early spring NCAA sports season came to a screeching, dream-crushing halt in March as COVID-19 enveloped America. The indoor track and field championships bit the dust, too, with a malicious microbe. Hello, everybody. How you doing today? My name is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show that you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check in anytime for all the info you need at WWIB.com. Minnesota Gopher senior Shane Strike has some eligibility left, so he's leaving the Gophers and transferring to Lipscomb University in Nashville for his last slice of college track. And the All-America runner from Janesville, Minnesota, is back with me today on Sports and Commentary. So, Lipscomb, you in Nashville, talk to me about why you're transferring out in the process of finding this school and what's up down there as far as track and field for you.
Yeah, so I'll start off kind of a little bit the process. Yeah, it was, I mean, like I said, with the whole COVID thing going down initially, was looking at, you know, running at a semi-pro or professional level. It was starting the journey toward, you know, just moving on to that next step. And then with the NCAA's decision to come out, that came out and to allow the extra season of eligibility, after, you know, some discussion with my parents and a teammate of mine, I figured I should probably keep all my options open, see if the right opportunity presented itself. And it definitely did at Lipscomb. You know, it's just a place where I could go and, you know, continue my athletic pursuits while also, from an academic side, continue moving forward and adding value to my future career. And I mean, it was also a financially sound decision, which especially at this point was kind of the major concern, especially if I were going to go back to school to use just one season of eligibility that I had left. So yeah, that led me to Lipscomb. I was looking at a few other places, but Lipscomb just the environment, and just the relationships that the coaching staff had with the athletes, and just the faith aspect of it as well. I kind of tell people when they ask, I'm like, yeah, check all the boxes, check like academics, check athletics, and also check the spiritual box, for sure. Just being a Christian university down in Nashville, being a smaller university, it provides a lot of opportunity for growth from a faith side of things, but also growth as a person and growth, you know, academically. I mean, having that with being a mid-major school, they don't have a football program, so it's not reliant on that. But there's plenty of opportunities from, you know, from looking athletically. The coach there is relatively new, younger coach, who's had some experience and definitely had complete trust in him as I move into that role, but also just the opportunities. I know there's going to be opportunities for me there to, have a little bit of retribution of going back and making it to a national meet or hopefully make it back to a national meet and kind of be able to, you know, continue to improve, kind of show myself what I, kind of get to where I think I'm capable of getting. And then academically, I'll be able to have my MBA by the end of next May, which is definitely very convenient, not having to spend any extra time in school, but also being able to take full advantage of my last year being down there. And I think one of the big things that really helped me solidify that was my the place I kind of wanted to go was I was in connections with with a future teammate there who's been there for a while. But I had called him because I had some concerns or just had some things I wanted to talk through. And at the end of the meeting, his dad actually came over and then asked if he could pray with me. So I think that was just kind of one of the big things that kind of really brought me, you know, to that final decision of, you know, if somebody's parents, you know, valued that person, that student athlete's experience there so much that he was willing to, that he wanted to pray with me about the decision and just pray with me after, you know, after that conversation I had with the athlete, then, you know, I think that, like, that's where I saw God really calling me to Lipscomb.
Yeah, so significant. So what do you take away, you know, the memories, the growth you've had as an athlete, as a person from your years with the Gophers?
Oh, that's a good question. I'd say the biggest takeaway has just been just believing in myself and just making sure to utilize my strength. I feel like it's kind of come out of, like, especially the COVID thing, or just like the self-realization side of things. But you know, I definitely realized, like, changes that I've made from a personal level during my time here, whether that be athletically, academically, or spiritually, and just realized, have really kind of come to, especially from a faith side of things, have come to realize, like, what my strengths are, and really just taking advantage of those, you know, taking advantage of the relationships, and just, kind of using that to just grow as a person, just kind of continue moving forward. I think being able to adjust to different situations has really benefited myself, just because there's been many times throughout my career here where situations have, you know, just changed on the drop of a pin, whether that be like the combination of the men's and women's programs, and just kind of having that whole adjustment of cultures, or, you know, having an injury that just, you know, comes up out of the blue, and having to adjust, you know, training, but also adjust my mindset moving forward. So I think, yeah, just the self-realization of utilizing my strengths, and also just being able to adjust and adapt to varying situations has really improved during my time here, and really helped me kind of make the most of the opportunity I've had.
Great. All-America, All-Big Ten distance runner, now former Minnesota Gopher, Shane Strike, on today's program. Shane, I'm going to ask you to come back, final visit here on S&C, and talk about the joy that God's given you, being a disciple, a follower of Jesus, helping to disciple others on campus at the U of M. So let's do this again. Thank you very much for being here. We'll talk soon. God bless you.
All right. Thanks, Greg. I appreciate it.